No further treatment is needed. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. That's what the White House doctor is saying after a growth removal from President Biden was found to be a form of skin cancer.
White House doctor Kevin O'Connor revealing a lesion removed from President Biden's chest last month was basal cell carcinoma, a common type of skin cancer, the physician says, doesn't tend to spread like other cancers. Explaining all cancerous tissue was successfully removed, no further treatment is required, and the site has healed nicely, adding the president will continue regular skin screenings. O'Connor deeming the 80-year-old to be healthy, vigorous, and fit during a February exam, noting Mr. Biden has had several localized non-melanoma skin cancers removed prior to his presidency, caused from sun exposure. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Today, the president hosted German Chancellor Olaf Scholz at the White House. One of the topics, support for Ukraine.
You stepped up to provide critical military support. And, you know, I would argue that beyond your military support, the moral support you gave to the Ukrainians has been profound.
The president saying the two worked in lockstep to supply critical security assistance to Ukraine. Some people stranded by snowfall in Southern California's mountain communities could be stuck for another week.
The estimate by San Bernardino County officials is an improved outlook as a blast of Arctic air produced a rare blizzard, burying homes and businesses and overwhelming the capability of snowplows and other equipment. Highways leading up to the mountains have opened intermittently to residents and convoys of trucks loaded with food or other supplies. San Bernardino County is one of 13 counties where California Governor Gavin Newsom declared states of emergency due to the impact of this severe weather.
Fox's John Saucier. A judge has sentenced disgraced South Carolina lawyer Alec Murdaugh to two life terms for the shooting death of his wife and son. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The South Korean and U.S. militaries are gearing up for the Freedom Shield exercise, computer-simulated command post training on the Korean Peninsula.
The drills are beginning March 13th despite threats from North Korea, which views them as a rehearsal for an invasion. A U.S. military spokesman says the purpose of the exercises is to strengthen the two nations' defense and response capabilities, and that the combined amphibious drills would be on a scale not seen since the U.S. and South Korea joint forces for springtime field exercises in 2018. In advance of the drills, a U.S. B-1B, capable of carrying a large conventional weapons payload, was deployed on Friday. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Kia and Hyundai theft, sparked by a social media challenge, are prompting leaders in Minnesota to push for recall.
Both Twin Cities mayors and the Minnesota Attorney General are demanding that Kia and Hyundai issue a recall and to outfit vehicles with anti-theft technology to curb an 836% increase in thefts in Minneapolis and a 611% rise in thefts in St. Paul.
People have lost their lives. There's shootings. There's robberies.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, dozens of other cities and states have also sued the automakers. In response, Hyundai says it's committed to the security and support of customers and affected communities, though as leaders in Minnesota have also recognized that part of the Kia and Hyundai theft problem is a failure of the criminal justice system. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Amazon is pausing construction on its second headquarters in Virginia following the biggest round of layoffs in the company's history. Amazon's real estate chief said in a statement the company is delaying the beginning of construction of the second phase of its headquarters development in Northern Virginia. The company says it still plans to welcome 25,000 workers to the area when the entire project is completed. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.